Appreciate the songs. Appreciate the request. There was a movie come out a few years ago, maybe several years ago, and this thought don't have nothing to do with the movie, but it does have to do with the title. And something happened a couple weeks ago, and I've not been able to get away from it. And the movie was called The Silence of the Lambs. And I guess it's been a couple weeks ago that there was a shooting up there in Minnesota, I believe it was, at a school, a Catholic school, and some kids got killed. And they was praying. And the media and a lot of the politicians took it up, and when people would say something about keep them in your prayers, they started trying to shame you for praying, yeah, saying the kids was praying. Right. And their purpose in all that was to silence the lambs. Damn. They wanted to silence, and that's been going on for a while now. Yeah. For several years now, they've been trying to silence the lambs. They want to take our voice away and to make us hush. They don't want us praying. They don't want us looking to God. They think it's nonsense. And I think that was the only thing we could do for those poor parents that lost those babies was pray for them.
Amen.
That was all we could do to help them. Yeah. But yet they want to silence the lambs. And so to get into that, I want to look at silencing the lamb, and the lamb was silenced. He chose to be silent.
Amen.
He chose not to stand up for himself. He chose not, when they accused him, not to fight. But I also want to look at times when he stood up.
Amen.
And I want to look at times when we are to stand up.
Amen.
I don't think I should stand up for Jeff Likens. I really don't. But there's things I should stand up for. If Larry come up to me and attacked me a little bit, I should pray for Larry. He told us, he said, if they smite you on the cheek, you turn the other cheek. And I believe what the Lord said and all that. But there's some things we should stand for.
Amen.
And we should never, ever give in to them. And I'm going to be honest with you, the lambs have been silenced. They have shamed us to a point that we've got where we won't speak for the truth, no matter what it is and who we're around. We're not careful. We won't even speak the truth in God's house when we ought to be able to speak anything that's truth.
Amen.
And I want to tell you, what y'all doing right there ought to help me a lot more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I had a preacher tell me this week, I love him. I love him to death. And he said, well, when people amen me, it just strengthens me and I want to go further and it helps me. And he was all excited about it. And I was sitting there thinking, you're just like me. I don't know the last time I've heard you say amen. See, if it helps you, you need to do it yourself.
That's right.
I want you to know our children are listening. The children are going to learn from you. That's something that's died out in God's house. The men of God and the women of God, an amen corner and an a women corner saying amen. We're getting where we want. Pray out loud. We keep it to ourselves. I want you to know we're silencing the lambs. And that's got to stop. We have got to have a voice for our God, our Lord and Savior in the church. We've got to have a voice. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew 27. You can read it in all the Gospels, but we're going to read out of Matthew 27. It said in the 11th verse, it said, and Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, thou sayest. That's all he said. And when they accuse, and this is where I get different. Somebody goes accusing me, whether it's true or not, right off the bat, I come defensive. I start running my mouth. I'm just thinking, you better be careful how you accuse me. But my Lord and Savior, I want you to notice this. When they went to accuse, when he was accused of the chief priests and the elders, he answered nothing. He didn't say a word. Then said Pilate unto him, hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, inasmuch that the governor marveled greatly. He said, what manner of man is this? What kind of person that they stand here and accuse him and accuse him falsely, because he didn't find no harm in the man. He didn't find nothing wrong that he'd done, but he knew they was accusing him falsely, and he stood there and what's going on? He marveled about it. But I want you to know, he never defended himself, but he defended the truth. He defended God's house. He defended those who were defenseless. And I want you to realize today, we're still to do that. And Sister Chelsea stood up there early and said, pray for these babies that are going through these things. We're still to stand up and have a voice when it comes to their children. We're still to stand up and have a voice when it comes to the truth. We're still to stand up and have a voice when it comes to God's house. He said in Isaiah 53, it said in the seventh verse, and he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, and he is brought as a lamb unto the slaughter, as a sheep before the shears, and his dumb so much he opened not his mouth. You know what that dumb means? It don't mean he wasn't smart enough to be able to talk. It means his tongue was tied. He had bit his tongue. We preached on that a couple, 3 weeks ago. His tongue was tied. He was not going to say nothing to defend himself. And I want you to realize today, our Lord and Savior never was making it about him. He always made it about the Father. He always made it about the kingdom. He made it about us. He always come and thought of us. When he prayed in John 17, he said very little about himself, but he prayed for the God's people. So he held his mouth. He didn't say a word. He didn't say nothing to defend himself. He kept it all to himself. But I want you to realize when they come after, you read Matthew 23. He said, woe unto them 7 times. He said, woe unto you scribes and you Pharisees. He called them out for what it was. He got down to a point, he called them serpents. I wouldn't ever do that. I'm just going to tell you right now, I wouldn't. I wouldn't come in here and say, whoa, y'all. I wouldn't call you a bunch of serpents. I just wouldn't do it. I ain't got enough backbone to do that. I really don't. But our Lord and Savior did. You know why? He was defending the truth. He wasn't defending himself. He was defending the truth. And he was the truth. But somehow along the way, we forgot that we need to defend what's the truth is. Right. Somehow along the way, we've got where we don't want to defend the Lord's house, his church. If you want to get on my bad side, get on it pretty quick, you start running down Hilltop Church. I just seem to be anywhere, go on, meet with a committee somewhere, and them start slurring this church. I have to sit there and just bite my tongue. Because it gets on my wrong side, and you know why? Because it's his. It's his kingdom. And I want you to realize today that's something that's happened, and it's happening more, and it's going to get worse. The media, politicians, they're going to get to the point that they silence the lambs. They're going to get you to a point that you won't stand up and Walmart, you won't go in Walmart and talk about the Bible and talk about the truth. And I'm telling you, it's getting to the point that people won't even do it in church. Preachers is getting where they're scared to preach the truth. Well, if I preach the truth about this, it's going to offend this. And if I say that, it's going to offend that. And if this one back here, if I say anything about this, it's going to hurt their feelings. They'll quit coming. And sometimes they do. Sometimes the truth hurts so bad that everybody quits amening. Everybody becomes quiet. Brother James says, you've preached them silent. And I want you to know that happens here more than you think. I want you to know when the man of God stands up and preaches, and he preaches the truth with humility and out of love, somebody ought to get up and scotch the word of God. Amen. Not because of the preacher, but because it's the truth. The truth matters today. I want you to realize the Lord, our Lord and Savior and Savior, Brother Jim, he never done those things. Yes, he did. And John chapter 2 and 13, and the Jews' Passover was at hand. And Jesus went to Jerusalem. And this is John 2 and 13. And he found into the temples those that sold oxen and sheep. And doves, and the chargers of a money set. And when he had made a scourge, he made a whip. He said he made a scourge of small cords. We'll talk about him turning over the table. But I want you to know he made a whip. He made him a whip. And you know what he done that with that whip? He run them out of his house. I want you to know, he said, out of small cords, and he drove them out of the temple, and them out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and he poured out to the chargers money and overthrew the tables. And they said unto them that said that so does take these things hence and make not my father's house. My father's house. A house of merchandise. So he come in there, and they were selling doves, they were selling oxen, they were selling a sheep for a sacrifice, and he took up cords, made him a whip, and here he come, and he run them out of there. Why did he do that? Because he stood for the truth. They couldn't silence the lamb. They could not silence the lamb. So don't think we're not to ever say anything. We're not to defend me. I ain't supposed to say, Barry Brown, you can't say that about me. You listen right here. That ain't the way it's supposed to work. But when it comes to the truth in God's house, these little children, we're never to be silent. We're to contend for the faith that once was delivered unto the saints. How do you do that? One thing, you got to know the truth. I believe that's a whole other reason why our lambs are silent anymore. Why you don't hear no amen when the word of God's preached, because nobody knows what the truth is. Ain't that a shame? Or sometimes that might way. Sometimes learning to get on the subject, and I'm sitting over there, and I've told him afterwards, I'd love to amen you, bud, but I didn't know enough about it to amen. And that's a shame. But honey, it's the truth. When the man of God stands up, or somebody gets up to teach out of the word of God, we need to know the truth. Because they're doing all they can to silence us. They want us to stop it. They want us to stop saying, but we need to pray. They want us to stop saying we need to go to church. They want us to stop saying you need to put your trust in Jesus Christ. They want us to stop all these things because it burns their agenda. Most of our government wants us to worship them and not God. They want our help to come from the government, not God. And I want to tell you, as soon as you start putting your trust in a government, you're getting ready to fall. The blind leadeth the blind, they'll both end up in the ditch. And I want you to know that's why our nation right now is in the ditch. It's because we're following the wrong thing. We need to follow God.
Amen.
And when they tell us we need to be quiet, and when they tell us it don't work, we need to stand up and tell them why it does. And we will not be silenced. We need to stand up for the truth. So Jesus went in there. They was in there selling these things. And he made that whip and he come after them. And I can just hear him right now. He said, "You bunch of serpents, woe unto you. Get on out of my Father's house. You come in here and you made it out." And that really most of the people today, that's all it is. It's a house of merchandise. You got, and I ain't ashamed to say it, you Joe Osteens. Get on there and just blow sunshine to people all the time and tell them how good they are and how great they are and how smiling all the time, how good it's going to be. You plant $1,000 seed here and it's going to come up to be $1 million. And they're getting richer all the time. They're prospering more all the time. And their people are dying, going to hell. They're making them two more fold of proselyte and what they was because they're deceiving them. And you know what we're doing? We won't call out Joel Osteen. We won't say nothing about you. You know why? Because that might hurt somebody's feelings. There's people in here probably like, "What's Joel Osteen?" That might hurt their feelings, so I don't need to say nothing about Joel Osteen. I want to tell you right now, I don't mind calling woe unto Joel Osteen. I don't mind telling you one bit. I ain't out to tear nobody down, but what I am out to tear down is what's not the truth.
That's right.
So they want to silence you. They want you to be quiet. And I want to tell you what's happening. It's working. Jesus told Paul in Acts 19, and if you don't think he told him to hold not his peace. He told him in the 8th verse, it says, "And Cyphas, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. Then spake the Lord in the night by vision, and this is in 18 and 18 and 9, down through 11, or 8 down through 11. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by vision, "Be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace. For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee or hurt thee. And for I have much people in this city." And he continued there a year and 6 months teaching the word of God among them. Why do you think the Lord told him not to hold his peace and not to be quiet? Because Paul knew he was going to meet opposition there. He knew it was going to be easier for him to be quiet. He knew it would be better for him not to tell the truth. Paul knew all these things within himself, but the Lord told him, "You speak up. You hold not your peace. You tell the truth. Don't you be silenced." Sean, don't you be silenced. You tell us the truth tonight, and from now on, if it skins every cow in Texas. Why is it so important? Is it the Macedonia boys that come here? And what is his name? The one that the leader of the bunch, the band? John Paul. John Paul Conyer, I know that. He sings about that chocolate gospel, how to melt in your hand. That's what the gospel is becoming. It's becoming something it's weakened down. It's becoming something that it no longer convicts people. It no longer, we don't want to tell people to look in the mirror. Brother Michael talks about it all the time, saying looking at glass, looking in the mirror. We don't want to tell them to do that more. Because I want you to know if you're looking at it, it hurts you. I want you to know it's bad hurt me this morning.
He stood up there and talked about being bitter. And when he talked about it, the more he talked about it, the more it hurt me. Because I've been there and done that. And I'll be honest, I don't believe I'm alone in it. No. I believe there's others in this house that's been bitter before. Amen. And it destroyed them. I want you to realize somebody has to tell us the truth. If it's a deacon just like Stephen was, if it's a preacher like Marty Benner did this morning, telling me about all the junk I got now, I don't need it. I look for happiness in a chainsaw. What foolishness is that? And he tells me, then turns around and tells me, when it's tore up all time, all it does is make you mad. And I thought, amen. If I go out there anytime and pull on two or three of them, they won't run. And I work on them, and then I'm mad. I'm thinking, here, Jason come here a while back, topped a tree for me. He said, you got a sharp chainsaw. I said, I work on you. He said, chainsaw. I dug five out before I found one that would cut anything. Junk. So somebody has to tell us the truth. Somebody has to say amen when they tell the truth. Somebody needs to get up and scotch the word of God when it's told. Silence of the lambs. I believe in that movie, if I remember right, that guy was a mass murderer, some a killer or something. We're being murdered, and we ain't got no sense to know it. We're being silenced, and we don't even know it. We hear it all the time. You don't need to do this. You don't need to do that. You don't need to tell people this is wrong. Judge not that you be not judged. How many times do you hear that a week? You're going to be judged with the same judgment. Amen. But we're to use righteous judgment. Amen. If I say something's wrong, I need to be able to tell them that's wrong. When I'm wrong, you need to be able to tell me I'm wrong. It ain't nobody. Ben Larry was talking about it this week on the phone. There was a time, boy, I was took to the side pretty regular. Probably still need to be took to the side pretty regular. As a young preacher, there'd be somebody following me to the car and say, well, I don't know about that preacher. And sometimes they was right, and sometimes they was wrong. Sometimes it's just people get their feelings hurt. That's the reason they don't really want to know about it. Sometimes they'll call you out for that, even though it's the truth. But we don't need to be silenced. So Paul, the Lord told Paul, there's a reason he told him that, I'm telling you. Because he knew Paul was going to have, he was going to be in the back of his mind, maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe I should leave this off. I'm just going to tell you, the Lord done some things. He was strong. I heard Marty say he was a man's man. You better believe he was. Can you imagine going in that temple? Making a whip, and all of a sudden, here you come. I mean, here he comes after him. I can't imagine that, but he done it. You know why he done it? Because they were destroying his father's house. And he was going to stand up for it. Wherefore, in Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm fixing to be done. If my voice will hold up long enough to get through this. Wherefore, in the 13th verse, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done, be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Having on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer, supplication in the Spirit, watching therefore with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may be able to open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen. Not to be silent, but you pray for me, and I'll be able to open my mouth boldly, tell the truth, no matter how much it may hurt me, my wife, or you. These kids around here that are reaching age accountability, they need to be told hell is real. They need to be told that it's hot, and if they don't get saved, they're going to go there. I need to be able to preach that boldly. I need to be able to tell you drunkenness is wrong. Being a thief is wrong. A liar is an abomination to God. Being a troublemaker is an abomination to God. A divorce is wrong. I need to tell you the truth. And you need to pray for me. Now I'll be able to speak boldly. Not silence the lambs, but let the lambs speak up. You pray for me that I'd be dressed just like it told us. That I come in this pulpit prepared. Amen. So their plan is to silence the lambs. They thought they silenced Jesus. They missed that by a mile. In 3 days, he come rolling up out of the grave, and next thing you know, he's standing among them again. And honey, he's still sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for you and me, and saying, don't be silent. Don't be afraid to be preached boldly. Open your mouth. Hold not your silence. So if somebody comes after you, I'm going to encourage you to do the same thing Jesus did, be quiet. But if they come after this church, I'm going to encourage you to do the same thing Jesus did, tell them the truth. Amen. I ain't telling you to growl out, make a wheel, but me and you ain't big enough, we ain't God. He was. Amen. We don't need to make a wheel or draw out our sword and go attacking, cutting some man's ear off. Amen. But we should use it for defense. We should put on the shield and use a sword for defense. That's the Word of God. And we should defend our church and the truth with the sword of God, the breastplate of righteousness. So them little children was up there praying to the devil. I believe they call them transgenders. I call it crazy. He comes and shoots them through a window. The babies are praying. And then you know what Satan has to tell the media to tell us? Don't you say pray, them children are praying. Don't the politicians say, stop saying prayer. I do believe if my neighbor needs wood, I need to do more than pray for him. I need to go cut him some wood. But I also believe we should never be silent. This nation should have had a day of prayer. Amen. For them poor parents that Satan killed their babies while they was in a house of worship. I ain't saying it's a house of God, but it was a house of worship. They was there trying their best to worship. And Satan come in and killed them. And I want you to know he's doing it here at Hilltop too. He just ain't pulling the trigger. He's trying his best to silence the lambs.
something will happen in a revival. I'm going to preach on the sheep that go before the shears. I can't talk about that much now. He done told me. Don't be silenced.
Amen.
You stand up for Jesus Christ. You stand up for his church.
Amen.
We've been weak for too long.
Yeah.
It's time we get our voice back.
Amen.
It's time the truth be preached in his house.
Yeah.
In our Father's house. Without fear. He told Jeremiah, said, fear not their faces. He said, I'll open your mouth and I'll give you words to speak. Don't be silent. That's my thought. I'm going to ask you to pray for those families that lost their children. I won't be silenced in that.
Amen.
They think that man thought he come. He thought he come to kill them. That he was going to silence the lambs. As long as there's time and his church is here, his lambs should never be silenced. But Satan's going to fight it to the end. So he thinks he can silence us. Don't let him win. There's a good chance someday, Sean, I may not ever see it. I've seen times. I preached up to jail one time. Y'all heard me tell it. I preached up to jail one time. It was an old man. I can tell you where he was sitting. He was two rows back. He was sitting right where you are. He had long gray hair and a long gray beard. I didn't have nothing doing nothing. But he looked like a pretty rough fella. And the more I preached, the madder he got. And he looked at me, and I believe if he'd had a knife, he would have killed me. I believe he would have. And I kept saying, Lord, please help me. It's bad. It's bad. You got to help me. And I kept preaching. He kept giving me liberty to preach, and I kept preaching. And before it was over, you know what happened? That old man that was so mad, I started seeing a tear start creeping down beside his nose. And here it come, it started running down by his mouth and down his chin and began to fall in his lap. That's what the truth will do. Don't be afraid.
Amen.
It'll help somebody if they'll let it. If you got a song, Rashawn, we'll have a handshake.